Audio Gravity, 25th of June 2009. First link today is over on Wired from Geek Dad, raising the Geek Generation 2.0. I thought this was uber cute, the fact that this 3-year-old explained Star Wars. And the one thing that came out of it that they remarked on, which I thought was absolutely endearing, was the little girl says, "The shiny guy always worries." That's C-3PO. If you're wondering who that was, but go and check it out. So the first link on the list today, it's mad that we've got kids coming into this new era of technology and watching something back like Star Wars and then them breaking it down, a 3-year-old breaking it down. Incredible. Next link, 8 word search queries up 34,000% in the last 5 years. So basically what this is, new data coming in from Hitwise. Hitwise are the people who track search result, well, one of the companies that cover search results and keywords and search queries, and they've basically seen that in the last 5 years people searching for 8-word queries has gone up by an incredible amount. 1-word searches 20%, 2-word searches 23%, 3-word 21%, and it goes across the board. It's a nice little report. It's worth reading up on and thinking about how your blog post might appear if people are searching for 8-word search queries. I guess they're putting things together like, where can I find such and such in such and such. Just shows you that people are starting to get more savvy with search engines, being able to know what to look for instead of just putting one word and expecting to get it. They're actually understanding the concept of bolting a number of words together to actually get what they want. Next link, if you're brand new to the internet and you've missed out on what a meme is, head over to knowyourmeme.com, which is a site that I think has been built by Rocket Boom. It's got loads of memes on there, images, episodes, discussions. They're making it's quite clever that they're creating conversation around this stuff, because this is the stuff that obviously goes viral, creates a lot of traffic, and indirectly starts people talking about it in the social sphere. I think it's an age range thing. I don't think it's for everybody, but it's definitely a site worth looking at if you're bored or if you're one of those people who gets on the internet and says, "Oh, I don't know where to go, I don't know what to look at." Just see some of the crazy nutty stuff that you can get on the internet that people are posting out there. It's just crazy. Next link is over on webdesignerwall.com. As you know, I like CSS. I like to mess around and hack around in Coda and CSS Edit. And I really like these decorative galleries. They are basically overlays on top of your images that you might put in your blog. I intend to use a few of these in blog posts coming up. There's like frames and rounded borders, and then there's like ones that are just like hovered off the desktop, one with a little plaster and a pin on them. Really, really nicely made, really clean CSS as well. I'm going to put that in the show notes, webdesignerwall.com. It's got a massive URL. Next link is Spanning Sync, calendars and contacts in perfect sync. SpanningSync.com. Synchronize iCal address book with Google Calendar and Gmail contacts. Share calendars and contacts among multiple Macs. And while you're at it, connect Google Apps to your iPhone or iPod. You get a 15-day trial. I've literally just discovered this, so I'm going to download it. One thing I've always wanted, and I really wish this would be in... Evernote or Things, is the ability to bring in your Google Calendar, because it'd be nice to... I get SMS updates from Google saying, you know, this is happening today and whatever, but it'd be nice to have them in line in my Evernote for that day. And finally, the last link today is just a URL to a Twitter account for Flickr. Finally, Flickr is on Twitter, or if they've been on a while, I've not noticed, but they've only got 4,400 people, so I guess people don't know about it yet. But they've linked in a new Twitter class in the API, so whenever you post to a certain email address on your account, it automatically tweets it for you as well. I don't know if it works that you can send a batch of, say, 20, and it'll just tweet once for that batch of 20. That'd be useful. I haven't tried it yet. I'm scared to death that if I use the API and send loads of stuff, it's going to tweet 20 times. They've obviously thought about that, I hope. You would have thought so anyway. Anyway, I'll speak to you tomorrow. Cheers. Bye.